PAGCOR issues warning against fake offshore gaming licenses. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has issued a warning against the circulation of fake offshore gaming licenses, allegedly being promoted through the use of a legitimate licensee's name. The warning targets ongoing activities involving Lucky 7 Bingo Corporation, which holds a valid e-games venue license but has been implicated in misleading contractual engagements involving unauthorized gaming operations. According to a memo released by PAGCOR on Monday, Lucky 7 Bingo Corporation has been entering into agreements with individuals under the pretense of offering guidance and support for participation in the so-called Lucky 7 Bet Lottery platform. These agreements claim that participants could potentially earn up to 50,000 Philippine pesos, US$897. However, as part of the arrangement, individuals are asked to provide an initial cash deposit of 3,000 Philippine pesos, US$54. PAGCOR has now identified this offer as fraudulent and emphasized that the license referenced in these dealings does not authorize any form of offshore gaming activity. PAGCOR clarified that offshore gaming operations, commonly known as Philippine Offshore Gaming Operators, POGOs, have been officially prohibited in the country since December 31, 2024. As such, any claims of holding a valid offshore gaming license after this date are inherently false. While Lucky 7 Bingo Corporation is registered and authorized to operate an e-games venue as of this past April, it does not possess a license to conduct or offer offshore gaming services in any capacity. Attorney Jessa Fernandez, who heads PAGCOR's Offshore Gaming and Licensing Department, stated that the license being cited in the agreements associated with Lucky 7 Bet is counterfeit. She emphasized that any engagement relying on the validity of this license should be regarded as fraudulent. PAGCOR urged the public to be cautious and perform due diligence when dealing with entities that purport to be accredited or authorized by the regulator. Such precautions are essential to avoid falling victim to scams operating under the guise of legitimate gaming activities. Philippine gaming undergoing metamorphosis. This recent development follows a broader trend of fraudulent activities targeting the Philippine gaming sector. Earlier this year, PAGCOR had already released advisories warning the public about a rise in deceptive websites and fake messages circulated through platforms like Viber. Some of these messages had impersonated senior PAGCOR officials, further complicating efforts to distinguish between legitimate and illegitimate communications. These instances have prompted PAGCOR to intensify its efforts to protect both its stakeholders and the general public from misinformation and scams. The agency continues to monitor licensed operators closely and reminds the public that only operations explicitly sanctioned under the current legal framework are allowed. As of now, offshore gaming remains illegal, and any claims to the contrary are deemed unlawful. PAGCOR maintains that it is committed to ensuring the integrity of licensed gaming in the Philippines and will take appropriate action against entities that misuse or misrepresent their licenses for unauthorized purposes. PAGCOR is actively investigating the matter involving Lucky 7 Bingo Corporation and has signaled its intent to take legal steps against any parties found to be in violation of its regulatory mandates. It reiterated its warning that no individual or company should engage in or promote offshore gaming activities in the Philippines under any circumstances.